It's been about 2 years since my two beloved Labradors passed away. I had three Labradors. The first one was Oscar. He passed away sometime around, somewhere around 2017. No, sorry. Somewhere around 2018, or probably sometime before that. Sometime before that. He died relatively comfortable at home, on his bedding that we made for him. About three, because it was winter time, three. Covers, duvets, maybe like king size, because that boy was fat. He died around family. I didn't make it in time to see him, but I heard him call once or twice, and then that was it. I remember my mom telling him to shut the fuck up, like, what are you crying for? Like, in the morning, 6 a.m. And then he did shut the fuck up for forever. My Oscar. But the two other Labradors were Lek, or Lek in Cantonese, Lek means strength. That's the brown dog. And Bao, that's the black dog. They passed away without ever having seen me ever again after the ordeal with my parents, calling the police on me and all that. It's been 2 years. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I always record for memory's sake. And I have had quite a large folder, probably maybe like close to about 80 gigs worth of videos, a lot of videos of my dogs, all three of them, especially at the end of my two remaining Labradors' life. I heavily recorded because Lek had minor testicular cancer, which I wish I knew how to heal back then. He would have been alive still, and so I like to record things. It's taken me 2 years to compile all those videos into big videos so that I can rewatch them at ease. And today, tonight, I finally finished the last folder. It's about an hour or something long of videos of my two dogs from spring, summer, autumn to winter. The echo, the pain still hums, and it's like an echo still. And they were more than dogs to me. They were very human. I never really had a lot of good friends. I've got good friends, but not a lot. Best friends now? I can't say, other than my dogs, I've had any. I would talk to them. I would spend a lot of time with them. If I could spend 16 hours with them, I would. Normally, I clock in 12 hours a day. When I used to live at the house, right up until my, I guess, 24th year, bearing in mind I did run away from home at 15, so drifting here and there, and it was always my two dogs that, my three dogs that, especially Alec, that always brought me back to the hellhole that was the family home up in Smethwick, Birmingham, England. Smethwick is a district, is an area, predominantly your brown-skinned races, your Hindus, your Punjabis, your Bengalis, your Pakistani. Good, it's a good area. My the side I lived in was more predominantly Punjabi, and I just if you walk from Smethwick for about an hour, you get to a place called Bearwood, and then if you walk for another hour, you get to the city centre, which I am currently now living. I used to go to school in Bearwood, in a place called Lordswood Boys, and for their sixth form as well. Sixth form is like college. I mean, like co not university, but college. And I don't know how I got into that Bearwood shit. I miss my dogs, man. The pain's still there. I think about them from time to time. You know, oh yeah, clocking 12 hours, yeah. So when I used to go to sixth form and shit like that, I didn't make it past education. I got all U's. I failed because I didn't turn up to the exams. Fuck that. Why would you turn up to the exams when I can play Prince of Persia 1, 2, and Shadow of Rome? What a great game on the PlayStation 2. Fuck that. My teachers had to come find me, you know? I told them to register my nutsack. Yeah, that's how I failed. Yeah. So I would spend a lot of time with the dogs, man. I would talk to them. I'd even sleep with them. Not sleep with the dogs, no. But on their near their bedding, or sometimes on their bedding if I get like a queen size, like three of them, stack them on top. It's really warm for the dogs. You know, and I get them a little fleece blanket, a lightweight fleece blanket just for their feet, man. I know you shouldn't cover their feet, but deep in the winter, man, you're talking like January when it's colder than a mofo. Dogs get cold too. And they would listen to me. I would talk to them, you know? And they could understand my emotions and I could understand them. When I used to walk my three dogs, they were never leashed. I would speak to them in Cantonese and they would listen to my commands, you know, and they were very human. And I don't think out of all the people in my family, anyone really understood the dogs like I did. And I still talk about my family. I still think about my family, even though I don't know if I can consider such a thing that I haven't spoken to them in a while. I'm not lamenting or missing them or whatever. It's just the context of the story, you know. But today, tonight, I finally got the folders done, man, the videos. I still apologize to my dogs for failing them. I can't live without myself, man. I don't think I'll ever be able to be a custodian of another dog. I just can't bring myself to it. But on the one hand, watching, I guess I would call them my farewell videos for my dogs, makes me wanna do something for dogs, you know, if I can in this life. A dog sanctuary, I would volunteer in one. You know, I would do dog sitting, but I don't want to do it for money. And I think about Lek the most because I watched him grow up when he was. I knew him when he was a pup. He pissed on my. He made his mark on me. He pissed on me when he was a little baby, like not even 1 year old. Pissed on me, you know. And that was it, man. You know. I know they're still around spiritually. I know it. I just can't get to it or them. I'm rewatching those videos, even just from 2 years ago. I was healthier. I was happier. Man, let me tell you, man, I really did fall down this fucking black hole, man. I fell down deep. So it's about high time to turn this sorrow into aspiration. I would be overwhelmed actually at a dog sanctuary, but I wouldn't mind, you know. I wanted to get my two dogs' ashes from their cremation and put it in the pendant. I couldn't get Oscar's because he's being housed in the Lok Yam temple. There's my father's temple where he does his shit, you know. I guess Oscar's with the Lok Yam deities, or they're being looked after by the Tou Dei Gong. That's the earthly father spirit, you know, like the old grandpa, you know, like you got your earthly grandpas everywhere, everywhere you go. You know, they look after the land, they're the spirit of the land. So if you ever see a temple, like a little altar, but on the ground, and you see like a old guy with white beard. Sometimes you see a woman that's, you know, Tou Dei Po. Tou Dei Po. Tou means earth in Cantonese. Dei means, well, land, like flat land. Tou Dei, earth, land. Gong, that means gramps. Po, that means grandma. Sometimes you see them both together, you know. Tou Dei Gong, Tou Dei Po. And you gotta pay your respects, man, and get some incense, you know. You can serve them wine, but serve them tea, man. Nice tea, you know, or a glass of water. But, you know, tea. Tea. The water represents like purity of heart, but you never know, man. Tou Dei Gong, Tou Dei Po. They might want tea. Some tea, you know. And then you bring some vegetables and you say hi, you tell them your name. If the little altar on the floor, like the area, the whole structure is like dirty, wipe down the roof. You know, get the leaves out the way, man. Get some incense on the go. You know. Sometimes people used to give them cigarettes. Like they would just take out like three or four cigarettes and just lay them there next to the tea and shit, you know, as offerings, you know. And sometimes in certain places, they would actually be lit and they'd be gone. But the cigarette butt would still be there unless someone walked over and dare smoked Tou Dei Gong, Tou Dei Po's. Cigarettes, man, how dare they? Anyway, so I know my Oscar's with him. It's not the end. If you think about it that way, I mean, in the river of time, this is just but a minute. Well, I do miss my dogs, man. And I think about the people that did me wrong, and there were more people than I mentioned, but I got pity for them because I know they're suffering. And I stick to the belief that if you only think about yourself, you will be the first to perish. Very logical, you know. If you think about it. And look at these people now. They're still suffering. Even worse. But sometimes I entertain the thought of, like, what if I did get another dog? How would I, you know, digest that and live with myself? And there's three types of animals that I really love. The first is a crow. The second is a dog. And the third is a horse, of course. I'm a stallion myself in the Chinese zodiac. Yin fire and Aries. So I love dogs. But I, like I say, I entertain the thought sometimes of what if I ran with another dog? Firstly, what kind of dog would I have? And what name would I give it? Because names are important. Names have power. How would I live with it? So I got two kind of dogs in mind, two breeds. One is German Shepherd. Is that the one from the Fallout games from Obsidian? And then later on got bought by Bethesda. I'm talking Fallout New Vegas. That's my favorite game, fully modded. You know, if you ever played the Fallout games, you know the main protagonist has a dog. You know, but in Fallout New Vegas, he doesn't have a dog. He's just a courier, got shot in the head and shit. That's where you come in. So, all our German Shepherd. I would like him to be lean and strong like the Hong Kong police canines that they use, you know. Canines, you know. And I will call the German Shepherd. I'll give it a Chinese name. The English name comes second, but it will be the first. First it will be the Chinese name. I will call him Ying Hong. Ying Hong. That means hero. Ying means exemplary. Hong means heroic. Yeah. So his name's Hero. Ying Hong. I'll call him Hong. Ah Hong, go lay. Hero, come here. And I would very much like to go on adventures and road trips and hitchhike journeys with Ying Hong. You know, or just like do volunteer work and go to a place where they accept dogs. Listen man, Ah Hong sleeps with me. Wherever he goes, I go. Wherever I go, he goes, except the toilet. Fuck that. Smoking a fat one here, I rolled about 4 today. So this is just the last quarter from last night. Made some fruity tea and some soup. Pretty nice. So the German Shepherd, Ying Hong, hero. I imagine him to be a brave dog. An adventure dog. The second dog would be a what do you call that? The ice dogs. Husky. I would have a husky. Wolf like with a mysterious blue eyes. And I would call him Pak. P-A-K. Pak or P-A-A-K. Pat means to slap. Also, phonetically, it shares the same pronunciation with another Chinese word. In Cantonese, also pat. And that means, well, it's a short form for wan pat, soul and spirit. So the Chinese have a concept of the soul that it is 7 parts, wan. Sorry, 3 parts one, a spirit, 3 parts spirit, and 7 parts pat, sam one ta pat. So yeah, your spirit, I'll call him spirit. And I imagine spirit to be a loyal friend, and a protector too, and wherever he goes, I go. Wherever I go, he goes, except the toilet. And I will still carry the ashes of my two beloved Labradors. Never forget. I'm a diamond dog. You ever played Metal Gear Solid 5? I'm a diamond dog. And so are my boys. To remind us, man, the world is cruel out there. my father did tell me when I was young, you know, Jin, only your loved ones can really hurt you. And they did. What a prophecy, eh? What a prophecy. But as the poem Invictus goes, I thank whatever gods out there for my indomitable soul. I'm the captain of this ship and the master of my soul.